উনি এসছেন সুরতরূপে গৌর গোবিন্দ মহারাজ।
ভাগবত হাজ আরাইভড, সো আই কেম হিয়ার টু হ্যাভ দর্শন। জগন্নাথ পুরি and some Jagannath Prasad they have brought for you. And you take some.
Hi, Shakti. What was he here?
Pardon?
কাজ সব কি কাজ হচ্ছে?
নাও উইল বিগিন কনস্ট্রাকশন। আওয়ার আর্কিটেক্ট ইঞ্জিনিয়ার সঞ্জাতা ওয়াজ দেয়ার, হি ওয়াজ প্ল্যানিং অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ মেকিং প্ল্যান্স, বাট আনফর্চুনেটলি হি পাসড অ্যাওয়ে ইন দ্য লাস্ট 23rd। সো you are suffered from fever. You had some fever, high fever. So you fell unconscious and the doctor came, gave some medicine. The fever was checked, but he gave some high power medicines that affected his brain, and so he couldn't speak. And soon this collapsing stage came. We took him to the hospital that night. Doctor tried his best. He gave saline and that oxygen. He stayed the whole night, but at the daybreak he passed away. When the morning came, just on the morning, 23rd morning, that was Ekadasi day, that day he passed away. And on that day Bhagavat reached. The very moment Bhagavat reached there, he passed away.
He is after the treatment. Not flying.
Yes.
You make experiment.
Yes.
উনি জগন্নাথ দেবের প্রসাদ নিয়ে এসছেন একটু দেব
না?
জল দেবো, মিশ্রিত জল দেবো।
With me, it is Bhakti Vikas Mahajogi Maharaj of Bhadrak, who has donated that mutt at Bhadrak. We have started new center. He has come with me to see you.
Oh, very.
Yes.
Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. বাংলা বলে
বাংলা
বাঙালি
হ্যাঁ
সৌভাগ্যের শিষ্য
না আমি শ্রীবৃদ্ধ স্বামী এবং বিষ্ণুবার ভক্তিস্বরূপ পর্বত মহারাজ
পর্বত বাঙাল গুরু হয় প্রফুল্ল প্রফুল্ল যে আছে মা
না সে এখন মঠে এ লাইন ছেড়ে বাহিরে চলে গেছে
কে
প্রফুল্ল বলে যে ছিল
হ্যাঁ
তিনি এখন লাইন মঠে বাহিরে চলে গেছে
সে তো মায়াপুর আছে
মায়াপুরে আর একটা মঠের মতো করেছেন তবে কারোর সঙ্গে সেরকম যোগ নয় তিনি অন্যরকম হয়ে আছেন আমার নাম আগে ছিল যুধিষ্ঠির ব্রহ্মচারী এই হাজারা রোডে আট নম্বর হাজারা রোডে যখন ছিলেন আবার কৃষ্ণানন্দ প্রভু আর ইত্যাদি এইসব পুরাতন যে ব্রহ্মচারীগণ সেই সময় আমি সেখানে ছিলাম মহারাজের কাছে রাসবিহারী প্রভু কৃষ্ণানন্দ প্রভু
তখন সন্ন্যাস নেয়নি তীর্থ মহারাজ তখন সন্ন্যাস নেয়নি
না পরে অনেক পরে তিনি দিয়েছেন
অর্ঘট মহারাজ কতদিন গত হয়েছে
পর্বত মহারাজ কতদিন গত হয়েছে
চোদ্দ বর্ষ তেরো বর্ষ
তাহলে তো প্যারালিসিস কতদিন ভুগেছে
হ্যাঁ প্রায় তিন বর্ষ চার বর্ষ পর্যন্ত
ভদ্রক দের আর থ্রি ডিভোটিস নাও আত্মতত্ত্ব কৃষ্ণদাস রোহিণী নন্দন অ্যান্ড দে ওয়ার প্রিচিং অ্যান্ড মেকিং সম মেম্বার্স ভদ্রক ইজ এ গুড প্লেস ফর প্রিচিং অ্যান্ড ভেরি অফন আই অলসো কম দেয়ার just on the 1st November there was a festival that on that day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived there when he was going from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. They observed that festival so they had invited us to speak on that meeting on that day. Bhagavat and I came. There was a great festival and we do Nagar Sankirtan in the evening, in the meeting, Bhagavat spoke and I spoke. They said there is nice.
People are coming?
Yes, people are coming. People are coming. At Bhadrak, they have 8 acres of land there. Yes, it's cultivated land. If we can manage ourselves, then that will be nice. Now, this Maharaj has given it to other agents. They take half and give the half, and nobody was there to look after it. So, if we look after it now personally and take it up ourselves, and it will be managed nicely. And there are 2 cows also.
Arrangement is right.
It requires a little modification. We'll make some constructions there for brahmacharis. There is one DT room, that is Pakka house, and one row of Kathri. Was dealing with this business there. Anantadeva and Dr. Shyam Sundar Brahmacharya.
Yeah, I've been writing them.
Yes, he was making the letters to Rupad. So, we have been there, Jagataka Maharaj and I was doing there on Jagataka Maharaj.
You can talk out loud. You can talk now. You said Anantadeva and Shyam Sundar Das Brahmacharya. They were dealing with the Pandas.
Pandas. So recently Shyam Sundar Brahmacharya wrote me a letter to come to him to meet Bhagavatam. I went there. He made a proposal that we will start Nijoga Sheva there at Jagannath Temple. His proposal, Anandeva's proposal, other matters are doing.
Nijog Sheva?
Nijog Sheva.
What is that?
Sheva means we'll purchase a fireplace, chuli, and also we'll engage a cook, and we'll give him ration, rice, dal, sabji, etc. for cooking, prasadam, and that would be offered to Jagannath or Jagannath, and then they would give us their prasad. We'll distribute it or put it at any Nijog Sheva. Other mathas are doing like that. If we do this thing, then thereby they will recognize us. And that thereby we will get permission to entrance.
Who will get permission?
There is one committee there. It is Pandas committee and temple management committee.
But who will be allowed to enter?
That will be passed in that committee.
No, but they will allow Western people to enter Jagannath Temple?
Yes, they have talked in that Nanandadeva and Samsana Prabhu, they have talked. Yes, we will allow, but they want money.
They want Nijog Sheva or they also want money?
By giving us permission, Nijog Sheva means indirectly they want money. Money.
No.
They take money, then they will give us permission to do Nijog Sheva and also thereby to entrance into the Jagannath Temple.
Oh.
Both will come up.
So how much money?
What I thought, that Samson, Anantadeva, he said 36 groups are there, Nijogs, Panda groups, and administrator is there. He wants something and all groups want something, but calculation gives it almost 1 lakh rupees.
1 lakh rupees?
Yes.
To see Jagannath. But we can see Jagannath in any temple in the world.
Yes.
Why do we have to pay 1 lakh rupees? Srila Prabhupada? I'm saying that we don't have to pay 1 lakh rupees to see Lord Jagannath in Los Angeles.
Let them pray to Jagannath
for
my cure immediately or as soon as possible. I shall do that.
If they pray to Lord Jagannath for your cure,
immediately, or as soon as possible, then he will.
First they should do the praying.
Let me be in hell when I am
You understand? Prabhupada says that the answer is that first of all they should pray to Krishna for Prabhupada's cure. Pray to Jagannath for Prabhupada's cure immediately for his health. And then when he is physically fit, then he will do the needful. But first of all, by their prayers to Jagannath, they should make him physically fit. Is that right, Srila Prabhupada? Who did you have to talk with, Ananda Dev or Shamsuni?
Ananda.
We need Ananda Dev.
Prabhupada said, who is Ananda Dev?
Ananda Dev. He has written letters to that Shamsuni Brahmachari and Ananda Dev.
Ananda Dev is connected with which group?
He is a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati. He's a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta or Bhakti Siddhanta's disciple's disciple?
Yeah, Bhakti Siddhanta.
Directly.
Yeah.
Gaura Govinda Maharaj says he is your god brother, Srila Prabhupada. There's 36 pandas.
36 groups in each of us.
New yoga. Yeah, that's a very proper answer. So in order for you to be able to do something, they should pray to Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada. Giriraj is here.
Ah. Come on. Giriraj?
Yes.
How is your hand?
Oh, I'm better. Improved.
What is the news on Nepal?
Well, they have a very nice program there. They have a nice house with many rooms, and the Nepalese people...
How many rooms?
About 9 big rooms. And they do street sankirtan every day in the main street, and they distribute literature. And the society is not yet registered there, but I went with Prabhu Vishnu to a lawyer, and we've set up the formalities for getting registered. But the government is presently reviewing the law, registration law. So it might take a few weeks before they accept our case.
On the whole, it's favorable.
Oh, yes. There's a tremendous scope. And the royal family is very powerful. They run the whole country. And of course, they're Hindus. So I also went with Prabhu Vishnu to meet one relation of the Queen Mother. And this lady was very enthusiastic about our activities. So I discussed with Prabhu Vishnu the strategy how to approach the royal family. And it's a Hindu state. They don't claim to be secular like in India. So,
hopeful.
Yes, it is hopeful. Then he has one local boy who has joined, Nepali, and he's a very nice boy. And there's just so much field for preaching. There's the royal family, then there's membership for the business community, and then there's Sankirtan and book distribution for the general people. And then also there are many hippies there. So we could recruit devotees from amongst them. And
the hippies seem to be still our best customers, Srila Prabhupada. The hippies seem to be still very good customers.
That's because Prabhupada is Patita Pavana. And the temple atmosphere is nice. It's mainly Sankirtan. There are no women there, so very good atmosphere. And they have a nice program. They have a love feast program, and many people are coming. I think they can have 200 or 300 people coming very soon.
Wow.
And the people are very simple and good-natured. Everywhere we went, people would chant Hare Krishna.
They recognize the devotees?
Yeah. And they're not envious. Seems that in India many of the people are a little envious of us. But everywhere we went, in Nepal, it seemed that the people were very happy to see us.
Have you ever been there, Srila Prabhupada?
No.
You'd like to go sometime?
Why not?
Okay. We'll include that on our world parikram.
Actually, the relation of the Queen's mother whom we met, she was also asking about people coming who could give good lectures and, you know, enthuse everyone. So I said that you yourself would probably like to come when you're feeling better. So she was really wild about that idea. I'm sure that they would give you a real royal welcome. Mm-hmm.
Very good field, it sounds like, Srila Prabhupada.
What about the language, the problem with language?
No. The educated people speak English. In all the schools, they teach English. So all the youngsters speak English in Kathmandu. And then most people in Kathmandu, even if they don't speak English, they speak Hindi. And there are just a few who only speak Nepali. But Prabhu Vishnu has arranged for the perfection of yoga to be translated into Nepali. So he's just...
It sounds like he's doing very good, Prabhu Vishnu. Good.
Yeah.
Good man.
He's very good. So he's eager to get that in print. Then they'll be able to, you know, distribute literature to everyone without exception.
Srila Prabhupada, do you remember when Prabhu Vishnu was here, you told him to go with the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother? He remembers those words.
Yeah.
Courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother.
This is the world of a great poet.
Giriraj's parents took him there, Srila Prabhupada, and they made another offer to him.
What is that?
Well, no, they... well, my father has increased the fortune. So he was trying to tempt me again. But I wasn't interested. But I think in the end he may give in to Krishna. Because we were in... you know, we were helping Prabhu Vishnu by giving him dollars, and he would give us rupees. So we were in a shop, and my mother was making a check, which she was giving to me to give to Prabhu Vishnu. So the owner of the shop thought that the check was for him, and he started making some objections. So my father said, no, in our system the husband gives to the wife, and the wife gives to the son, and the son gives to Krishna. So everyone laughed.
Just try to learn it.
I had a very nice dream last night in which your divine grace appeared. And you were walking around the premises of the Vrindavan temple, and there was some doll exhibit. So you were saying that they should improve the quality of the exhibits because this is their sadhana. So I felt that you were actually you were telling me that I should improve the quality of my service and that this was my sadhana. But to be, you know, polite, instead of saying it directly, you were pointing out to their service. And then you started to speak very directly and very boldly, and you were saying, you quoted the verse, Amara Gai Guru Hai Krishna Ek Desh Yare Deke Tarikoho Krishna Upadesh. And you were saying, this is my order, so you do it for me. And I mean, I felt that you were saying that since it was your order, and we were doing it for you, even though it's very difficult, but it would be successful.
Anyway, there is a beginning in Nepal. Try to improve it.
Srila Prabhupada, when you took prasadam today, did you find a little taste? Not yet. Did you have any avocado?
That was a little taste.
You've been thinking about having that for a long time. You talked about it on and off before. Avocado is said to be very good, nutritious.
What is the rent of the house?
The rent? It's about 1,200 rupees. But that's less than 1,000 Indian rupees. And it's right on the way to the Pasupatinath temple, which is the biggest temple in Nepal.
You heard of it, Srila Prabhupada?
People go there to see.
How is it on the way? Directly on the way?
Well, there's a crossroads which all the traffic passes to go to that temple. And our temple is about just a few hundred yards from that crossroads.
We could put a sign on the road.
Yeah.
We have a whole building?
Yes, it's a bungalow.
Any compound?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the compound they're growing flowers and vegetables.
Wow. How many acres?
Well, it's about half an acre, but whatever land they have, they're using.
They have a lease?
I don't know if they have a lease. But the owner of the house is a Vaishnava. And he's very... Actually, his house is next door. And his house is called Vishnu Nivas.
Oh.
And when he built the second house, he wanted it to be used as a temple. And he called it Bhagwan Nivas.
So he's very pleased with the use of the house.
Yeah.
How many members they've made there?
Well, he's only made 2 members. I think
after they get
I think he's going to get into it a little more. He doesn't have to be registered to make members because
tax exempt.
The two members he made tax exemption has to be, each case is considered individually. There's no system. But the lawyer and other people I spoke to felt that since it was a Hindu state and since they wanted to encourage such activities, that that they would give us tax exemption. There's even a community of Marwari businessmen. So, Prabhavishnu had made 1 or 2 members He had made 1 or 2 members by giving receipts from Calcutta, since we're not registered. So I suggested that he should concentrate on the Marwaris for the time being, and he can give receipts from Calcutta. And that would be good practice, because they're the most willing to become members. And then by the time he got registered, he could start approaching the Nepali businessmen.
How will the Calcutta receipt help them?
Well, I don't think...
They can work.
No. Just to give them something official. He has 7 boys there now. And a few of them...
They're taking their asylum and living there?
Yes. They have a nice meal in the morning and evening, and then in the day the main activity is they have the chanting party, and around the chanting party they distribute literature.
Very nice beginning. All auspicious.
Was the weather very cold?
It's not very cold. The climate is very healthful. In fact, 2 devotees were there who were in India for some time, and they felt a little weary. And they both said that they felt that their health and strength had increased.
It's a beautiful city also.
Yeah, it's very peaceful and clean.
Sounds like a good place to take you sometime, Srila Prabhupada.
The air is very, very pure. They hardly have any industry there. And very few motor cars. It's very unspoiled. So the air is clean and the people are also nice. Until a few years ago, there was no system of compulsory education. So the new ideas, Western ideas, have not come very much there.
জানার ওটা বানিয়েছিলাম নিয়ে আসবো এখন
Do you like a little soft chanting?
You haven't passed urine in some time. Would you like to try?
Maybe, no.
I'm sorry?
Maybe, no.
No need.